10:45 p.m. Central Time. Oh. Where's the Macho King? Oh, he's on vocal mute. Yeah, the microphone's on mute. Looks like the Dutchman will be carrying this episode.
Ooh, Dutchman, I'm coming in hot now, yeah!
For a guy who goes to bed at 8 o'clock, quite late for you.
I got a fucking new lease on life, yeah! Macho King has been put in his place! Oh, fucking some guy 4 years ago ultimately is talking into a fucking pretty good mic. Not just a fucking iPhone in a garage. No, and he sounds better than the Macho King. Yeah. Oh, I've been depressed ever since I heard his recordings. Yeah.
So coming off a high of a jam?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Playing some drums?
Yeah, playing drums, Dutchman. Yeah, we were playing Scorpion songs and fucking who knows what else. Fucking all kinds of shit. Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm coming off?
Rage Against the Machine. Yeah.
Ooh, you know what I'm coming off a high of?
What?
The Jets making the playoffs!
Ooh! We're the big Jets. Yeah! We gotta play the Vegas Golden Knights. Yeah!
Yeah, bring on the Knights. Yeah, not
bring
winning
on the Knights.
But what about the Pens? What's going on? When's they find out tomorrow? Is it last game or what?
Well, no. If the Islanders win, they're out. Fuck them.
Oh well, when's that game?
Tomorrow.
Okay. So they've done all they can. It's just up to the Islanders now.
No, they fucked it up. They needed to win two games in a row, and they couldn't do it.
And they lost against Chicago.
They lost against Chicago. 5-2. They got blown out.
And Chicago's trying to lose to get Bedard.
Yeah. They're trying to tank and they whipped the shit out of the Penguins. Yeah, they fucking their goalie apparently saved like 38 fucking saves. Like he was fucking on his head.
And who's That's what Pittsburgh gets for trading Flower to the Blackhawks.
Well, Pittsburgh can fuck itself. Fuck them.
So who does the Islanders play?
Well, the Islanders will play the Boston Bruins.
But the Bruins aren't going to try. They're going to ice the AHL team.
Oh, no. Tomorrow, you mean?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, I forget. Not the Boston Bruins.
No.
They play somebody that they should beat, maybe. Oh, they play the Canadians! Yeah!
Oh, yeah. They should beat them.
They should. Yeah. Like, fucking go Canadians, go. And then the fucking Pens play the fucking Patrick Laine's.
Ooh. Should win that one. I don't think Laine's playing.
They should have beat Chicago, too.
No, the two worst teams in the league. That's who you guys had to go through. Couldn't get it done. Yeah. Oh. Well, there's a chance it might not be Vegas. It might be Edmonton. Yeah, Edmonton might be in the first seed.
No, it's not. No.
Dallas and Colorado have been eliminated, but I thought Edmonton's still in play for first seed.
No, I don't think so. I think it's guaranteed Vegas.
Hmm.
And if it wasn't Vegas, it'll be a Colorado.
No, Colorado's out.
Did they?
Yeah.
Because they were close.
I want to play the Knights. I don't want to play Nature Boys Oilers, let me tell you. Keep that for the second round.
Fucking I do. Come on, let's go. First round Jets Oilers. Let's go.
Oh, beating Vegas in the first round would be pretty sweet revenge.
Fucking even getting the chance to play the Nature Boy in the first round, that's fucking awesome.
I don't want Nature Boy to have that on us.
Honestly, the fucking press for that series would be fucking greater than the Leafs Tampa series.
Yeah, but we already swept them like 3 years ago, you know?
Oh,
it's not gonna get better than that.
Oh, Dutchman. Oh my goodness. You're positive. You're fucking the only one. Fuck.
Oh, they're on a roll. They're on a roll right now. Just took half a season off and now they're ready.
Well, fucking first off, they fucking did get a Sexnikov, but then they fucking let him go. But then they traded for a Nemesta Sexnikov. And it's working.
Yeah, he's all right. Nothing wrong with him.
Yeah, he's good.
What was I going to say? It's going to be the whiteout street again. You know, this ain't going to be no COVID playoff situation. It's Winnipeg's back on the map.
You think they're going to street party? It's the fucking weather is going to be beastly.
Of course. Going to be huge street party. Yeah.
It's going to be a whiteout.
Yeah. Fans aren't in the crowd, in the stands, so they're going to be on the streets.
Yeah, and people are going to get fucking stabbed. Yeah.
Never thought of that. Yeah. This ain't the Forks. This is Donald's. No, Gary Street. Or which street is that there?
It's fucking goddamn Donald. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is Donald. Yeah. Yeah, should have known. The wife got a ticket 15 years ago, turning right from Portage down Donald. Yeah.
Yeah, True North fucking invested a lot of money in those gents. Yeah. True North Square. I've never been there. No.
Well, unless you're going to Scotiabank or TDS Law Firm, there's not much there.
Well, apparently there's a fucking farmer's market in the summer, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've invested a lot in this downtown. It'd be a shame if something were to happen to it. They better buy tickets.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. We're only going to slightly increase the ticket prices, but seriously, Winnipeg, like, come support your team.
Now listen, we only have the 15th richest guy in the world as an owner, but he doesn't like to lose money. Rick.
It's crazy how much money these fuckers have. Richardson's and Asper's and True North's.
Those guys have nothing compared to Thompson.
Thompson's the king, hey?
Thompson, yeah, he was the 15th richest guy in the world. I don't know if he still is, but...
So how many billions is that?
Well, a lot of billionaires' profits have gone up a lot the last couple of years. Like when I was in Palm Springs there, I saw this private golf course owned by the guy who owns Oracle. And it was just like the craziest thing, because it was like this... It looked like the Masters, and no one was on it because it's just his private golf course. But
he's just a Greek guy.
Yeah, but you know, it doesn't really. That's a small thing in his wealth portfolio because he's worth over $100 billion. I think he also owns the sixth biggest island in Hawaii. You know, there's Hawaii and then Maui, and number six he owns.
No, number fucking two, Repo Man owns.
David Thompson's net worth is $58 billion.
Wow, that's impressive. So what about the Richardsons?
Oh.
I heard it was $8 billion.
Yeah, that's not 53.
No. There ain't.
Let's see here. Yeah. Better not, you know, if you're the richest guy in Canada, better not let those jets go away. Better not let them go away, richest $58 billion, you know. They've never lost money, but if they lose like $4 million in a year, that's a big hit on that pocketbook.
Well, COVID fucked them up. You keep putting up that same piece of shit team fucking year after year.
Well, you know, this is their third highest win total. And if they win tomorrow, it's their second highest in like 12 years. Yeah, well, everyone's this team sucks. It's like, get rid of Scheifele. He's got 42 goals.
Yeah, think back to before the All-Star break when the Jets were the number one team in the fucking West.
I know.
What the fuck?
No. I guess going back to this Ellis guy who owns Oracle, man, there's something to be said about genetics, let me tell you. You know his kids are super talented? They're movie producers, award-winning movie producers. The son owns Skydance. If you've ever seen a Tom Cruise movie like Mission Impossible or Top Gun, he's the guy. What a talent, hey? You know? It takes a lot of talent to bankroll a movie.
That's cool.
Yeah, You know, he's not writing it or doing anything, but or directing it or starring in it, but he puts up his dad's money. And that movie does well. And so he's a success as well. You know that?
Well, that's like that fucking the guy with Lady D, fucking Diana and the fucking Egyptians.
Oh, yeah. The guy who owns Harrods?
Yeah, the same thing. They bankrolled movies for the son and...
I didn't know that. Huh.
They died together.
Jody Al-Fayed. That was his name.
That was. They died.
Yeah. Why didn't Elton John write a song about him? You know?
Fucking candle in the wind.
I guess he didn't write a song about her. He changed the word. English Rose.
In the wind.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be a shame if, you know, you were in that car too. And, you know, no one cared about the driver. Driver never got no state funeral. Maybe he did. It just...
Well, I don't know. It's a ridiculous fucking situation. Why were all of them driving dangerously high speed?
Couldn't get that picture taken. Didn't want the paparazzi to get the photo. So we're gonna go drive recklessly. Yeah, we're state media. Yeah, that was the big controversy today. Yeah, Pierre Paul Lévy wants CBC flagged on Twitter as state-funded media.
Yeah, pro fucking trans.
And then same thing happened to BBC and NPR, and NPR just
pro
like
we're abortion, done with this site. Pro trans, yeah. You're the fucking enemy. Don't be woke, no.
I saw on Reddit, Trudeau was at U of M today and some guy got in his face with a camera. Trudeau just owned him. It was bad.
This guy's awesome.
Like, I'm against abortion. And then Trudeau's like, well, what about this? Well, I guess it's okay there. And it's like, well, it is or it isn't. You tell me. He's like, it sounds like you've got some things to think about. Why don't you pray on it? Justin said, patted him on the shoulder and left him. Yeah, it was good.
Trudeau pones. Fuck yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Oh well.
So I bet it wasn't you or fucking Brent. You would have put Trudeau in his place. So fucking Trudeau, what do you think about Vince McMahon's mustache?
Oh, Frank. Vince.
Oh, fucking Vince. Yeah. Fuck. What a guy.
Just coming out looking like a guy who ties.
What a scumbag. Fuck.
Popeye's girlfriend to the railroad tracks, or
Popeye's rapist, fucking drug dealer.
Oh man,
fuck, what a guy!
Just jet black hair, 8 years old. It's like last time we saw you had white hair. No, the fountain of youth and plastic surgery, Vince. Oh,
what about Mick Mars?
So what's going on with Mick? He's just been replaced by John Five?
Yeah, but what about all these lawsuits, Dutchman?
What? I haven't heard. I've been reading Metal Edge. Tell me, what's
what?
Up?
What?
No, Mick I haven't heard. Is
suing Motley Crue.
Why?
Because he fucking is claiming that they kicked him out of the band unlawfully, and they're fucking him out of royalties.
Royalties? I could see maybe not paying him for... on, you know, shows with John. I don't know how that works, but royalties, like for publishing credit, yeah, they're his songs still.
Yeah, he's claiming that they're fucking him.
Really?
And they're claiming that he fucked them.
Oh man, I could see him getting a cut of like future shows or something like that, and John Five getting a appearance fee every time.
He doesn't let me cut from the shows, but he can't be cut out of the fucking music.
They still own their publishing rights? Oh, here we go.
Who the fuck knows? You tell me.
No.
You,
oh,
you,
my God.
You probably own fucking Molly Crew's publishing.
Because all those artists have been like the Chili Peppers and Springsteen have sold their publishing rights for surprisingly not that much. Oh, here we go. I'm looking at some, you know, I'm looking at my guitar, Motley Crue, how to play songs, and looking at the writer. Don't go away, Mad. Just go away. Music by Nikki Six and Mick Mars. Without you, Nikki Six and Mick Mars. Frick, Mick's been getting the shaft this whole time. I always thought it was, you know, the full band or just Nikki. But Trick, Mick is wild side. Nikki, Tommy, and Vince. I guess he had nothing to do with that one. But here's a
Vince, that's the one and only Vince song.
Wild side. Kickstart My Heart was purely Nikki. But have you ever heard the demo to Kickstart My Heart?
I don't know, maybe.
It sucks. It's just like a power chord. Da, da, da. Yeah, that's what Nikki wrote. But what makes that song good is Mick's playing on it.
Come on. It's iconic.
Yeah. So, sure, I don't know. I think Mick deserves the writing credit on that one, because, sure, Nikki probably came up with the chords and everything, but you couldn't really, that wouldn't be a hit. But here's a concerning thing. Glitter.
Oh, Glitter's a good song.
Yeah, but guess, you know who wrote that?
Nikki.
And you had a writing partner for the lyrics and the music.
Vince.
No, someone not in the band, but very, very close to the heart of a certain Jack Tunney. A certain Canadian.
Brain Maida.
Brian Adams.
Brian Adams, no! What? Brian and Nikki. Are you kidding?
Speaking of Butch Walker, oh, Primal Scream, written by everyone in the band. Oh, yeah, and guess what? Oh, that's their best song.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah. Speaking of Butch, like I said, he's teasing a Marvelous 3 reunion. Frick, I think the only time I've really traveled for a concert was Replacements went for that in a Patriots game in Minnesota, but I think I might actually travel for a Marvelous 3 concert, just because there's, it must be a one-time concert in Atlanta only. I don't even see them going to play a bar in Toronto, hey?
Well, I don't know. It's up to you.
No, but like, I don't even see them doing that, you know?
Well, why would they, yeah?
Yeah, like, I don't think people in Toronto, I think they're an Atlanta-only band, almost.
Yeah, wherever. It's not going to be in Dauphin.
No, it's not going to be at the Air Canada Centre in Toronto. It's going to be at the Horseshoe where Tunney played or something.
Huh? Yeah, but it might not even be there.
Yeah, it's got to be just like Atlanta. Maybe Nashville, I don't know.
So if you're that serious about fucking seeing the Marvelous 3.
I've seen Butch twice, but it'd be interesting to see the Marvelous 3. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. So you got yourself Drew the hookup. Got you some first press vinyl, hey?
Yeah, those aren't first press, not all of them.
Yeah, no, that makes sense there. But, yeah, got you some I'm sure. Sorry, Mom, forgot to take out the trash. It was like, first press is probably 100 copies, right? So, that one's pretty tough to get there.
Yeah, that was probably not a first. I bet you he's got one, though.
Oh, that'd be insane. Even like Stink and stuff, the band was putting the stickers on themselves and stuff like that. You know, like there was no, what was it, Twin Tone? They weren't doing anything. Jesperson there? Yeah, that's a do-it-yourself record label there. Oh, well. But yeah, no, coming away clean with all the Replacement albums but two, including EP. Holy frick. That must have been tough for Drew to track down.
Yeah, he's going to get the other ones, he says.
Yeah, Pleased to Meet Me is my favorite, I think. Maybe, I don't know. It's tough. Tough to come up with a favorite. What's yours?
Him or Let It Be is always mine.
Yeah, those are my three. You're pleased to meet me, Tim, and Let It Be. Hootenanny's my least favorite.
Oh, Hootenanny, I love.
Really? Oh, Call Me Impressed is maybe their best song, but the rest of the album's a little weak, I think.
Willpower and what's that other one? Dun, dun, dun. Ding, ding. No, it's good. They've got like some experimental moments on that record.
Have you listened to Dead Man's Pop, the redoing of Don't Tell a Soul?
No.
Huh. Because, yeah, like that was a pretty bad recording session. It's, I don't know, it's better than what came out, but it's not as good as I was hoping, or like led to believe, I believe. Oh, well. Yeah.
Yeah, Dutchman, let's call her a night.
Yeah, late night, late episode. Got to take Link to the dentist tomorrow.
Good, edit free.
where's, and guess what? We can't say that anyone else was a coward and didn't join us. We never invited anyone!
No.
Okay, well, have a good night. Go Jets, go Pens. Beat those Patrick Laines. And who knows, maybe upset the Bruins, best team of all time. Last time the best team of all time was in the playoffs. They got upset by the Patrick Laines.
Yeah, they got
Cool. Okay, have a good night.
Okay, go Jets.
Yeah.